spent his adult life studying the secrets of extraordinary performers. Thus, we chose to write the book from his point of view, and the I in the text should be understood as referring to him. Nonetheless, the book is our joint effort to describe this exceptionally important topic and its implications. Anders Ericsson, Robert Poole, October 2015. Introduction. The Gift. Why are some people so amazingly good at what they do? Anywhere you look, from competitive sports and musical performance to science, medicine and business, there always seem to be a few exceptional sorts who dazzle us with what they can do and how well they do it. And when we're confronted with such an exceptional person, we naturally tend to conclude that this person was born with something a little extra. He is so gifted, we say, or she has a real gift. But is that really so? For more than 30 years I've studied these people, the special ones who stand out as experts in their fields, athletes, musicians, chess players, doctors, salespeople, teachers, and more. I've delved into the nuts and bolts of what they do and how they do it. I have observed, interviewed, and tested them. I've explored the psychology, the physiology, and the neuroanatomy of these extraordinary people. And over time, I've come to understand that, yes, these people do have an extraordinary gift which lies at the heart of their capabilities, but it is not the gift that people usually assume it to be, and it is even more powerful than we imagine. Most importantly, it is a gift that every one of us is born with and can, with the right approach, take advantage of. The Lesson of Perfect Pitch. The year is 1763, and a young Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart is about to embark on a tour around Europe that will jumpstart the Mozart legend. Just 7 years old and barely tall enough to see over the top of a harpsichord, he captivates audiences in his hometown of Salzburg with his skill on the violin and various keyboard instruments. He plays with the facility that seems impossible to believe in someone so young. But Mozart has another trick up his sleeve that is, if anything, even more surprising to the people of his era. We know about this talent because it was described in a rather breathless letter to the editor about the young Mozart that was published in a newspaper in Augsburg, Mozart's father's hometown, shortly before Mozart and his family left Salzburg for their tour. The letter writer reported that when the young Mozart heard a note played on a musical instrument, any note, he could immediately identify exactly which note it was. The A sharp in the second octave above middle C, perhaps, or the E flat below middle C. Mozart could do this even if he was in another room and couldn't see the instrument being played, and he could do it not just for the violin and fortepiano, but for every instrument he heard. And Mozart's father, as a composer and music teacher, had nearly every imaginable musical instrument in his house. Nor was it just musical instruments. The boy could identify the notes produced by anything that was sufficiently musical, the chime of a clock, the toll of a bell, the achoo of a sneeze. It was an ability that most adult musicians of the time, even the most experienced, could not match, and it seemed, even more than Mozart's skill on keyboard and violin, to be an example of the mysterious gifts that this young prodigy had been born with. That ability is not quite so mysterious to us today, of course. We know a good deal more about it now than 250 years ago, and most people today have at least heard of it. The technical term is absolute pitch, though it is better known as perfect pitch, and it is exceptionally rare. Only about one in every 10,000 people has it. It is much less rare among world-class musicians than among the rest of us, but even among virtuosos it is far from normal. Beethoven is thought to have had it. Brahms did not. Vladimir Horowitz had it. Igor Stravinsky did not. Frank Sinatra had it. Miles Davis did not. It would seem, in short, to be a perfect example of an innate talent that a few lucky people are born with and most are not. Indeed, this was what was widely